I'm Yitzchak Berger. I teach Hebrew here at Drisha. There's a radical difference between the conduct modeled by the Avot at the beginning of Parshat Vayera and at its end. In the first scene, we encounter Avraham setting the standard for the role of Bnei Yisrael in the world and indeed of all humans in the world, just as Rivka does later in the book. When presented with guests, Avraham were repeatedly told, hurries, rushes, runs, in order to provide them with various needs. In fact, Rabbi Goldwicht, Zichrono Livracha, from Yeshivat Keren Biavna, was fond of pointing out that the angels at the start of this scene are described as nitzavim alav, standing over Avraham, while at the end, we're told, v'hu omeid aleihem, Avraham was standing over them. Avraham, a mere human being, who's initially, of course, on a lower level than the angels, raises himself above them by means of his kindness, transforming that food that he prepared for them from something that was merely material into a spiritual item that angels could partake in. So Avraham really, in a profound way, stood above the angels as they partook in what he offered them. As God would tell the angels much later, when they complained that the Torah is being given to human beings, God says, these angels, after all, ate at the house of Avraham Avinu, who thereby modeled what the purpose of the Torah is, for human beings in the material world to elevate it with their acts of kindness, transforming the material into the spiritual. Now the end of the parsha, on the other hand, sees Avraham not running, not hurrying, but solemnly walking, leading Yitzchak up the mountain to the Akedah. Vayelchu shnehem yachdav. The two of them walked on together. And after a concerned Yitzchak asks where the animal is for the sacrifice, and he gets a hardly reassuring answer, the Torah repeats the exact same phrase, Vayelchu shnehem yachdav. Yitzchak, who now has reason to be even more concerned, continues with the exact same dedication that he had earlier, to follow Avraham's lead in doing God's bidding, even if this involves sacrificing himself. In fact, in the many stories we read about Yitzchak, they suggest a far less outward personality than Avraham. He is one who neither confronts nor reaches out. His personality is really something very different. And it's the Akedah story that helps us understand why it is that the second patriarch needed to have this personality. As the second in a tradition, after all, is also a first. Think Yehoshua, Moshe's disciple, his most dedicated disciple. He takes over for Moshe and is the first to transmit the tradition that Moshe passed on to him. Here too, it was necessary for a personality like Yitzchak to be the first to transmit the tradition, the teachings of Avraham. Yitzchak thereby, as the paradigmatic follower, without any need to leave his own mark, without any regard for what he might literally be sacrificing of himself, becomes that next link in the tradition and the first one to transmit it to the next generation. Vayelchu shnehem yachdav. The two of them proceed onward together. Avraham, who set the standard for elevating the world with acts of kindness, and Yitzchak, who set the standard for following that standard that was set by Avraham. Shabbat shalom.